Here comes the time of scripture reading. 跟住我哋又读圣经嘅时间。Today's passage is from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 to 12. 喺彼得前书第一章第一到第十二节。我哋教会圣经会用新译本去到读中文。系新译本新嗰本嘅圣经第1838页。彼得前书一章一到十二节。We will read responsively in Chinese first, and then we will read responsively in English. 我哋用中文嚟到系回应嘅方式，首先读完，跟住先至用英文去到读。我哋会读新译本嗰一边。彼得前书第一章第一到第十二节，我会先读单节，请大家用双节回应。第一节咁样讲到，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、比推尼寄居的人。我们主耶稣基督的父神是应当称重的，他照着自己的大怜悯，藉着耶稣基督从死人中复活，重生了我们，使我们有永活的盼望。就是你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，保守的人得着预备在末世要显现的救恩。是要叫你们的信心经过试验，就比那被火炼过仍会扭坏的金子更宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。得到你们信心的效果，就是灵魂得救。就是把他们心里基督的灵所预先见证，关于基督要受苦难，后来得荣耀，是在什么时候和怎样的情况加以考察。
First Peter, verses 1. First one. To God's elect, strangers in the world scattered through Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Who, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.This have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. For you are receiving the goal of your faith,The salvation of your souls. trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
We begin a new series of studies in our Sunday worship today. For the next few months, we are going to be receiving God's word from Peter's epistles.
跟住落嚟嗰幾個月，我哋會係讀關於彼得嘅書信。
Now Peter is a fascinating figure.
彼得係一個好奇特嘅人。
The Bible has more to say about Peter than the other 12 apostles.
喺新約裏邊，喺十二門徒之中，彼得係被講得係最多嘅。
But what we seem to read about Peter all tends to emphasize his weaknesses.
但係我哋會係著重多關於係彼得喺佢失敗嗰方面嗰度嚟講。
He was impulsive.
佢好衝動嘅。
He liked to take everything out of proportion.
佢好多時都係比較誇張嘅。
When the Lord only intended to wash his feet, he said, "Oh, that's not enough. Wash the rest of my body."
咁當基督話想同佢洗腳嘅時候，佢甚至就話不如同我全身都洗埋啦。
He could be quite hypocritical.
佢亦都係可以係幾虛偽嘅。
He liked to brag about himself, and yet he was quite cowardly.
佢時時都好即係比較自誇啦，但係其實佢都係好懦弱嘅。
He's all mouth and no brain.
佢得把口嘅，係冇腦嘅。
And that reminded you myself. My mother used to say to me a lot.
咁好多時都係開口及著你嘅。
He said to me, you know, 你開口唔經大腦。I mean, you open your mouth, you know, without opening your brain. And he said the wrong thing all the time.
佢時都講錯説話。
I once hear my professor say that he opened his mouth to change feet.
好多時佢都即係。
We tend to focus on his weaknesses and we neglect his strength and what he has to teach us.
咁我哋今日着重嘅睇下佢嗰個弱處係點樣令到可以教導我哋。
I was thinking, was he really so cowardly?
我喺度諗緊佢到底係咪真係咁懦弱咧
？Well, he did deny the Lord 3 times.
佢曾經三次不認主。
But then I thought, at least he was there.
但我想最少他都是成日都跟随着耶稣啊。
Of all the 12 apostles, he was the one who followed Christ Jesus to the very end. Everybody else just ran.
当耶稣去到最后的时候，他个个都离开的时候，他是最后一个人都是跟随着主的。
I like Peter a lot more than I like Paul because Peter seems to be so human.
我喜欢彼得多过保罗，因为他似乎是即系似我哋人性多啲。
I can identify with him a lot more easier.
我會即係容易啲同佢認同。
Peter didn't write much compared to Paul.
其實彼得就冇保羅即係讀咁冇寫咁多書信。
But I appreciate Peter because what little he writes all speak to me.
但係我都好珍惜彼得，即係佢雖然寫咁少，但係佢所寫嘅嘢都好似係關於我咁。
And to speak to all of us.
亦都係為我哋每一個人講嘅。
See, there are 2 primary themes in his letters.
喺佢書信裏邊有兩個最主要嘅題目。
Personal holiness.
係個人嘅聖潔。
And human suffering.
同埋人生嘅苦難。
Now John is known as the apostle of love.
約翰咧就係被稱為爱的使徒
，and Peter is known as the apostle of trials.
而彼得咧就称为苦难嘅使徒。
And as we begin reading the first chapter, much of the beginning of the epistle, Peter is warning, giving us warning.
由我哋一开始读呢个彼得书信嘅时候咧，我哋彼得就即刻就好警告我哋啦。
Peter is warning about the fiery trials and persecution that are coming to us very quickly.
彼得是警告我们会有将会有火热的迫害很快就会来临到他们。
And these fiery trials, these persecutions are going to be official, coming from the top, coming from the government.
而这些迫害呢直接是来自官方的由政府那里而来的。
And they're going to be systematic.
亦都係好有系統咁。
And they're going to be efficient.
亦都係非常之快嘅。
I was thinking, I was reading this passage, I think of one word.
我讀到呢度嘅時候，我諗到一個字眼。
I was thinking of the word genocide.
我係諗到民族屠殺呢個字眼。
And only it is genocide against Christians.
而呢個民族屠殺咧係指向基督徒。
And that's what Peter is warning the Christians about.
而呢一樣嘢就係彼得警告基督徒噶。
Much of this first Peter answered these questions。
咁而彼得咧就喺佢嘅書信裏邊就回答呢個問題。
How can we be hopeful in the midst of despair？
佢回答我哋點樣喺呢個絕望之中仍然係可以有希望
？How can we experience the best of God's blessings in the midst？Of the worst of man's hatred.
在人類裏面最最憎恨的事裏面，神怎樣是給我們最好的祝福呢？
How can we turn sorrow and pain and trials into triumph for the glory of God?
我們怎樣怎樣戰勝這個苦難呢？亦都將這個榮耀是歸於神呢？
That's why we need to turn our attention to these short writings of Peter.
所以我哋就要即係睇呢個彼得呢個咁短嘅書信啦。
For his words speak to us with urgent relevance.
因為佢所對我哋講嘅説話係有好迫切嘅關係嘅。
Now as we turn to verses 1-2,
當我哋係睇彼得前書一至二，
we know that Peter wrote this letter between 64 and 67 A.D.
我哋睇到佢寫呢個書信嘅時間係喺公元64至67年嘅時候。
You notice Peter addressed the receivers of his letters as God's chosen strangers in this world。
我哋要留意到佢寫俾收信人，嗰啲收信人咧，佢係指被神揀選嘅，係世上寄居嘅人。
Now this is a wonderful reminder of who we are in Christ.
这个是一个很好的提醒到我们到底在基督里面我们是什么呢？
We are God's elect. We are chosen to belong to God.
我们是被神所选择的。
And our eyes are heavenward.
我们的眼是向天望的。
Because our presence on earth is only temporary.
因为我们留在世上的只是很短暂的。
We are only on this earth for a very little while.
我们只是一阵就会消失的了。
And we are also strangers.
我哋亦都系寄居者。
Strangers means people who are different.
寄居者嘅意思即系话我哋系与众不同噶。
We Christians are different.
我哋基督徒系与众不同噶。
And we dare to be different.
我哋亦都系够胆系与众不同。
We think differently.
我哋嘅思想系唔同。
We value differently.
我哋嘅价值观系唔同。
Because we do not belong into this world.
因为我哋唔系属世噶。
You also notice that Peter specifically mentioned 5 locations.
我哋都睇到咧，彼得特別講到五個省份。
It says Pontus and Galatia.
佢話本都加拉太。
And Cappadocia.
加帕多加。
And Asia and Bithynia.
亞細亞、比推尼。
Now these are 5 provinces in the Roman Empire in today's Turkey.
佢呢個就係當時羅馬嘅五個省份，即係等於今日嘅土耳其。
Peter had been in those areas preaching the gospel.
彼得曾經喺嗰啲地方嗰度傳福音。
And he established churches in those 5 provinces.
佢亦都喺呢五個省份嗰度建立教會。
But around 63 A.D., Peter left and went west to Rome.
但係大約喺公元63年嘅時候，彼得就去西邊羅馬嗰邊。
Just before the year 64.
啱啱咧就係喺公元前64之前一年。
It was in the summer of 64 that Roman government officially began their official, I call it, genocide.
喺呢個公元64年暑假嘅時候咧，就係呢個喺羅馬嘅地方嘅時候咧，政府就開始呢個 大屠殺呢個事件。
The summer of 64 was a terrible time in Rome.
喺呢個公元64年嘅時候，係一個好恐怖嘅時間。
A devastating fire destroyed more than half the western half of the city of Rome.
歷史學家講到咧，就話當時咧一個大火差唔多將羅馬西邊大部分都燒毀嘅。
Historians pretty much all agree that the fire was set by Nero, the emperor himself.
歷史學家大部分都承認咧，呢個火咧就係由當時嘅尼羅所放嘅。
But Nero blamed the Christians for that.
但係尼羅佢反而咧就指控係基督徒放火。
And using that as a pretext,
用呢個嚟到做藉口。
The first genocide against the Christians broke out.
對於呢個基督徒嘅大屠殺就喺嗰陣時間開始啦。
And Peter was there.
而彼得就係喺嗰度。
He personally witnessed and experienced that great fire and that great persecution.
佢親身咁樣經歷同埋目睹呢一個大屠殺。
And Peter wrote this first letter to the Christians in Asia Minor.
而彼得寫呢個書信咧，係俾喺小亞細亞嘅基督徒。
Because Peter can see the writing on the wall.
因為彼得可以睇到喺呢個牆上邊嘅預兆。
And he knew that the fiery persecution is going to spread that direction.
佢都可以預知到啊，呢個咁樣嘅趨勢咧，會直情係向住佢咁屠殺嗰方面向住佢哋嚟。
And Peter is warning them that they too will suffer the same pain and suffering and persecution.The Roman Christians have experienced.
彼得係警告佢哋啊，話佢哋亦都同樣會受到咁樣嘅迫害嘅。
You notice when Peter began his warning of pain and suffering and persecution, he did not present a message of fear.
當彼得一開始嘅時候係講到呢一個痛呢個迫害嘅時候，佢唔係話表現得係好驚慌。
Instead, it's a message of joy.
反而咧，佢係一個大喜樂嘅。
You notice in verse 6,
我哋可以睇下第六節嗰度。
Peter said, "In this you greatly rejoice."
佢話：因此你們要喜樂。
In the midst of suffering, in the midst of pain, Peter is saying, "You can rejoice. You can be joyful."
彼得話到：你哋喺呢一種咁各種嘅試煉中啊，暫時會受難，但係你會有喜樂嘅。
And again, you notice in verse 8.
亦都同樣咁，我哋睇到第八節嗰度話。
Peter said, "You are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy."
佢話：因此你們就有無法形容、滿有榮耀的大喜樂。
How can Peter say we can turn suffering and pain into joy?
咁到底彼得點樣可以話到佢可以將呢個苦難變成大喜樂咧
？How?
到底怎樣呢?
First, he said we need to look beyond our present suffering.
首先他就說到我們要看穿 當前的苦難。
Look at verses 3 to 5.
我們看看第三節到第五節那裡。
It tells us it depends on where you place your focus.
他就說到我們要定睛望著什麼。
Let's read that together, because we have some time, let's read that together.
我們現在有時間，我們不如一起讀第三節。
Please read with me in English, and then Jenny will lead us in the Chinese version.
牧師會用英文講一陣，我哋會用。
Shall we together, please, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you.Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Please join Jenny in the Chinese, please.
其彼得前書一章三至五節，我哋一齊讀。我們主耶穌基督的父，神是應當稱重的。他照著自己的大憐憫，藉著耶穌基督從死人中復活，重生了我們，使我們有永活的盼望。可以得着不能咬坏、不能沾污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业，就是你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，得着预备在末世要显现的救恩。
What a glorious expression of praises and worship!
这个是一个几咁几咁荣耀嘅崇拜同埋感恩嘅说话。
Peter is saying, behind our present suffering is our eternal security.
彼得讲到话喺我哋痛苦嘅背后啊，系有永恒嘅保障噶。
Look at verse 5. There is a salvation coming, ready to be revealed at the end of times.
我哋睇到第五节嘅度，佢话。就是你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人得着预备在末世要显现的救恩。
Peter is saying, don't forget, you and I are saved.
彼得说 你和我都不要忘记，我们是得救的人。
And this salvation is rooted in God's eternal purpose.
而这个救恩呢，是在神的一早的预备之中的。
It's not an afterthought.
It's
not because, oh, God created, oh, I forgot something. I didn't give God, human being, salvation. Oh, let me correct my mistake. It's not so.
不是说神创造了之后突然发觉漏了一些东西而补回的。
In God's eternal purpose and plan, we are saved.
在神的永恒的计划之中，我们是得到保障。
And this salvation is accomplished for us through Christ's death and resurrection.
而这个保障是藉着耶稣基督的死亡和复活而完成的。
And this eternal security is not only for us to enjoy far, far in the future.
而这个永恒的保障不是说我们将来 很久之后才可以得到的。
But it is here today we can hold on to, we can enjoy, for we are born into a living hope.
而是我们今天就已经可以重生为得着。
We need to see that beyond our present suffering and pain is our eternal security.
我们要看到呢，我们背后不单止是这个苦难的背后是有这个永恒的产业的。
And not only our eternal security, beyond our present suffering is our eternal inheritance.
而是我们得到永恒的产业。
Never perish, never spoil, never fade.
永远都不会衰残。
Kept in heaven for us.
在天堂那里一直和我们保留。
We also need to see that beyond our present suffering is the shielding power of God guarding us.
我们在这个受苦的背后，我们应该可以看到神的一个保护的能力是一路这样带领着我们。
No matter what present circumstances are,
无论你现在目前面对什么的环境，
regardless of the severity or the intensity of the pain and suffering,
无论你现在是受到多么严峻的痛苦，
not just our eternal inheritance secure and guarded,
不只是在天堂上面我们才得到这个产业，
we ourselves are guarded,
我们本身自己也是被神是保护着的，
and the power of God is actively at work in our lives.
而神这个能力呢，是很活跃地在我们 今天的生命里面。
Defending you and defending me, like a garrison.
保护着好像一个军队驻军在你和我里面。
You see, it all depends on where you place your focus, isn't it?
这个是很关注是我们注目在哪里。
It all depends on how far you want to see.
要看看你想看得多远。
People who complain, people who say, oh, I'm in pain, they are very nearsighted.
如果那些人經常在埋怨，哎，我真的很痛苦很痛苦，其实他们就是很短视的。
God wants us to see beyond the present.
神是要我们看超越过我们现在目前的痛苦状况。
The world might hate us.
世界可能会憎恨我们。
The ravage of age and illness may harm us.
我们的年纪或者病会伤害我们。
Misfortunes and circumstances may rob us.
逆境和情况都会令到我们失望。
Our homes, our assets, our health, our loved ones, our earthly life might be lost.
我们的住所、我们的产业、我们心爱的人、我们的健康都一日会消失的。
But God is speaking to us through Peter. All those are replaceable.
但是神是藉着保罗是话彼得是话给我们听，所有的东西都可以重拾的。
Even our physical life is replaceable.
甚至我们的肉体都是可以补偿到。
God will replace it all with far better, far more valuable in the glory.
神会用更加荣耀、更加有价值的东西来补偿我们。
the new possession we have, the new life we shall have, can never perish, never fade, never spoil.
我哋嘅新嘅生命同埋新獲得嘅所有嘅嘢，永遠都係唔會脱色嘅。
This old, the old must pass away before the new can come in.
舊嘅嘢一定要剷除先至可以接受到新嘅。
Pain and suffering, therefore, is a matter of necessity.
咁所以痛苦呢樣嘢係一個必須嘅。
Must come to us in order that the new can replace the old.
一定要受過呢個苦難，先至可以得到新嘅生命。
See, if we can focus on the newness that we shall possess.
如果我哋可以將我哋嘅目光注視住我哋新嘅生命，將來所得到嘅嘢，我哋就可以戰勝呢個。
Then we can turn our pain and suffering today into joy.
咁樣我哋就可以將我哋今日嘅苦難變成大喜樂。
That's a hope that gives us life.
这个就是一个希望给到我们的重生。
And we are born into this living hope.
而我们是重生得着的。
If you have the guarantee of salvation, do you?
如果你有神的救恩的话，你就一定会得到。
That's why we keep speaking to you, even if there's one single two person in here.
所以我会继续不停地说，就算呢度只係有一兩個人未接受神嘅救恩嘅時候，
If you do not have the certainty of salvation,
如果你仲未肯定你有得到救恩嘅，
If you are not in Christ Jesus today,
如果你仲未喺神嘅生命裏面，
You still do not have this living hope,
你仲未有呢個新嘅生命嘅希望。
And pain and suffering today is really dreadful.
所以你今日受到嗰個人生嘅困苦係真係好難。
Because what you have to look forward to behind this present pain and suffering is far worse than what you have today.
因為你一定要超越咁樣睇到你嘅永生係超越你而家目前所受到嘅困苦。
Why not take hold of the blessing that God has for you?
點解唔捉住呢個機會係接受神嘅祝福咧？
Now Peter continued to speak to Christians.
而彼得係繼續對基督徒講。
How else can we turn our pain and suffering into joy?
還有什麼我們可以將我們的苦難變成喜樂呢？
Peter said we need to have a clear perspective to look at what pain and suffering really is.
彼得說到我們要有一個很清晰的認識，知道到底那個痛苦是什麼來的。
And then we need to realize that God has reason and purpose for our pain and suffering.
我們要明白到神在這個根本是有一個計劃、有目的的，要我們受這些痛苦，我們要領悟到這個原因。
And a lot of people are troubled by the problem of pain.
有很多人是被這些苦難而困擾著。
They say, if God is so good, if God is so merciful, why did He allow so much pain and suffering to exist?
他說如果主是這麼滿有慈愛的，為什麼他容許這些苦難來到我們身上呢？
Peter answers that in verses 6 to 7.
彼得就在第六至七節那裡這樣回答。
Peter is saying pain and suffering won't last forever. It is only for a little while only.
彼得說到這個苦難不是永遠的，只是一陣而已。
Even though that when we are in the middle of it, we thought it would never end.
很多時候我們在這個苦難當中的時候，我們就會想到這個苦難永遠都不會結束。
That's not true.
其實是不對的。
God promised that our pain is not forever.
因為神是答應過我們，我們的苦難不會是永遠的。
For a little while.
只是一陣而已。
And then Peter says, suffering is a necessity of life that we even mentioned earlier.
而彼得也說到，這個接受這個痛苦是必須的過程來的。
Verse 6 tells us that in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, you may have to suffer grief.
在第六節那裡他說到，因此你們要喜樂，然而你們現今在各種試煉中或許暫時會難過。
But the language should be better translated to you will have to suffer grief.
我覺得呢，如果譯為你將會受到這個苦難是更加貼切。
Because pain and suffering is not an option.
因為苦難不是一個選擇來的。
If it were an option, nobody would choose it.
如果是一個選擇，沒人會選的。
But pain and suffering will definitely come to us all.
但是苦難就 係一定係人生嘅必經。
It's part of the human condition.
係人生嘅一部分。
And then Peter continued to say in verse 6.
彼得繼續喺第六節嗰度咁話。
Pain and suffering comes to us in a variety of ways.
佢話到啊，呢種試煉啊，係會點啊？係會從各種試煉中啊。
Peter said in all kinds of trials.
是从各种的苦难。
It's going to come to us from different directions, from different sources.
苦难是会由不同的方向而来。
See, there's a common misconception about Christian suffering.
有很多时候呢，一个相当普通的误解，就关于这个苦难的来源。
We tend to think that Christians suffer only through the persecution of the unbelieving world.
很多時候基督徒以為苦難最主要是來自政府或者社會的迫害。
Well, therefore, we who live in the United States, we wouldn't experience any of that.
所以我們就以為住在美國，我們就不會受到這些苦難。
But that's not true.
但其實是不是真的。
Pain and suffering for Christians come in all forms and all shapes.
這些苦難來到基督徒的身上是來自不同的形式、不同的方向、不同的來源的。
It can be in the form of satanic attack.
可以是來自撒旦的攻擊。
It can be as a result of our own sin.
可以來自我們自己的罪。
It could be a result of other people's sins.
可以是來自別人的罪。
It could be as a result of the evil and wickedness of the world.
可以是來自人世間的那些壞。
It can also come from God.
也可以來自神。
It can be in the form of ill health.
可以是是給你一個病
or sickness or injury,
或者是受傷
But whatever direction, whatever sources, Peter is saying God has His reason and His purpose.
但無論這個苦難是來自什麼形式、什麼方向的話、什麼來源都好，彼得是說到神是一早就已經有一個目的和原因要你受這些苦難的。
And here is the reason, and here is God's purpose.
而這樣就是神的目的。
Is for the purpose of refining our faith.
神的目的就是要去火炼我们的信心。
Pain and trials and suffering are like fire in a refinery.
这些苦难好像摆在我们一个火那里烧那样那么痛苦。
It proves, it tests.
它证明同埋亦都去考验。
It purifies, it purges.
它去洁净我们。
It purges away all theUndesirable traits in us.
潔淨嗰啲冇價值嘅嘢。
It burns away the worthless characters in us.
佢燒盡我哋嘅冇價值嘅性格。
I'm sure many of us like to cook.
我諗你大家都即係會煮下嘢啦。
Some of us would remember, oh, I like淡雞牛腩.
咁好多時都會記得牧師煮嗰啲牛腩啊。
But you don't know how much work and labor is involved.
但你知唔知其實有好多工㗎？
You got a big piece, you got to cut into small pieces, and your knife is dull. I mean, it's hard to cut.
咁又要將佢切，又要將佢洗，又要將佢
And then you got to boil in hot water for a while.
咁又要將佢煲好耐時間。
All the junk comes out.
咁所有嗰啲唔好嘅嘢就洗走佢。
And you dump the whole thing into the sink.
咁就抌曬嗰啲嘢落去。
And you run the cold water and you wash every piece by piece.
咁仲要逐塊逐塊咁洗乾淨佢。
And that is only the beginning.
咁都係我啱啱開始嘅啫喎呢樣。
It's the same thing.
一樣啊，同而家。
God looked at our life. He looked at our faith. He looked at our living.
神係睇住我哋嘅生命，睇住我哋每一日係點樣做。
He sees so much impurity still there.
睇到好多係唔潔淨嘅嘢。
He sees so much imperfection, so much flaws.
睇到好多我哋嘅錯處，好多唔完全。
So much ugliness that still need to be burned away.
睇到我哋好多嘅醜陋係需要消盡。
And the process God used to purify us is through the process of pain and suffering.
而神要消盡我哋呢啲咁唔好嘅嘢嘅一個過程咧，就係要用苦難嚟到做呢一樣嘢。
God is preparing us for something better.
所以神是预备着我们去一些更加好的。
God is making us more beautiful.
神是令到我们更加美。
God is making us more like Him.
神是想令到我们更加似祂。
And He has to burn away all those traits and character in us that are in the way.
祂一定要将我们烧尽我们不好的东西。
And so God turned up the heat.
所以神就开猛这个火了。
And God raised the pressure.
加大的压力。
And God stick us into the fire.
將我哋抌落個火嗰度。
And he beat us on the anvil.
用個錘嚟到打我哋。
And the end result?
咁個結果係點啊
？A faith, a life that is far more beautiful in the eyes of the Master.
神就會見到一個好有信心嘅生命，喺神嘅眼中一樣嘢係更加美嘅。
A faith and a life that is more stronger that can be used in the Master's hand.
一個更加有信心嘅生命啊，係可以被主可以使用嘅。
See, when we can see God has His reason and purpose for this pain and that pain, we can turn our suffering and pain into joy.
當我哋明白到神啊，俾我哋呢個苦難嘅目的同埋佢嘅，我哋就可以能夠將呢個苦難咧變成大喜樂。
You see, Peter continued to tell us that pain and suffering drives us, lead us into a deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus.
彼得更加講到話呢個苦難咧，會帶領我哋去到與神係更加親近嘅。
Would you read with me in verse 8, please, together?
我哋可唔可以一齊讀第八節
？Let's look at verse 8.
第八節嗰度。
Shall we together? Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. That's verse 8.
第八節嗰度，我哋一齊讀啊。你们虽然没有见过他，却爱他；现在虽然不能看见他，却信他。因此，你们就有无法形容、满有荣耀的大喜乐。
See, pain and suffering can help us to love the Lord more.
一个苦难会令我哋更加爱主
，and to trust in the Lord more，
同埋更加信任主
，so that we can be even more joyful in life。
所以我哋喺我哋生命之中会更加有大喜乐。
Now, how can Peter say that?
彼得點解可以咁講咧？
Because when we are in pain and when we are suffering, when we are desperately ill,
因為如果我哋喺大苦難、大痛之中啊，
we find ourselves helpless.
我哋發覺我哋自己係好無助。
We find ourselves so vulnerable.
覺得我哋自己係好軟弱。
We find ourselves so powerless, laying there, we cannot do anything. The doctors cannot do anything. No one else can do anything.
覺得我哋完全冇能力。醫生都冇能力，我哋自己瞓喺張牀，乜嘢都做唔到。
Such condition drives us into the arms of the Lord.
呢個咁嘅境況會令到我哋驅使我哋啊，更加會落入神嘅手裏邊。
Where we find His tender mercy.
喺嗰度我哋會覺得神嘅慈愛。
Where we find His grace that is sufficient.
我哋喺嗰度我哋會揾到足夠嘅恩惠。
Where we find God's power being made perfect in our weaknesses.
我哋喺我哋嘅軟弱之中，我哋就會明白到神嘅大能。
See, we are living in God's grace. We are living in the mercy of the Lord. Then,
我哋就會發覺我哋係生活喺神嘅憐憫、慈愛同埋權能之中。
It is only when we live in the mercy and love and grace and power of the Lord can our joy be complete.
只有我哋生活喺神嘅憐憫、恩慈。同埋權能之中啊，我哋先至可以完全咁樣大喜樂。
See, we have a lot of joy already because we are in Christ already.
其實我哋已經有大喜樂噶啦，因為我哋已經喺主嘅生活裏邊。
We have begun to taste that our new life in the Lord is good.
我哋已經品嚐到喺神嘅生命之中。
But still, our joy of life is not complete.
但係我哋嘅喜樂仲未完成。
Why is it not complete?
點解仲未完全大喜樂咧
？Because we are still living in our own strength.
因為我哋都淨係靠住自己嚟生活。
We are still depending on our own power.
我哋用自己嘅能力。
We are still banking on our own assets.
我哋靠住自己得嘅產業。
And it is so hard for us to learn to live a life that is dependent on the Lord.
我哋係好難去學習將我哋嘅手放低，係完全靠主。
That's just the way we human beings are.
人就係咁樣啦。
As long as there is still an ounce of our own strength and power.
只要你仲有一分一毫嘅能力，你自己嘅能力嘅時候。
As long as there is still a trace of our own asset.
如果你仲有少少嘅資產嘅話。
We tend to go back to our own availability.
很多時都是想靠自己的能力去做
But in our pain, in our suffering, in our desperate illness
但在我們的極度的痛苦苦難之中
When that last ounce of our strength and power is gone
當我們最後的一分能力
Then and only then we are driven to the Lord
都失去的時候我們就唯有倚靠主了
Only then we concede I need you
到嗰陣時候，我哋真正咁樣先至肯降服於主，話主，我需要你。
See pain and suffering and even failures take away our reliance on ourselves and drive us to the Lord。
你知唔知呢啲苦難就會將我哋自己靠自己呢一樣嘢拿開，而真係將我哋驅使到去靠近神。
We learn the hard way。
我哋用我哋用我哋自己嘅方法。
We are not very good students。
我哋唔係一個好嘅學生。
And God used pain and suffering to teach us these lessons。
主就係用呢、這個困苦嚟到教導我哋。
The Lord used those difficult lessons to teach us what it means to be in complete surrender。
主係用呢啲困苦嚟到教導我哋係完全咁樣降服於佢。
You know, the unbelieving world, they always say, "Oh, we Christians, we are so weak."
好多時唔係信主嘅人會覺得我哋基督徒係好軟弱。
Oh, they say we use religion as a crutch.
好多時係話我哋藉住呢個信
宗教做拐杖。
宗教做拐杖。
But that is so untrue. That is so wrong.
其實係唔係真嘅
？We who are in the Lord, we are Christians. We are the strongest people on earth.
其實我哋有主同在，我哋係最強嘅。
We are the strongest because in our weakness, God's power is made perfect.
因為喺我哋嘅軟弱之中，我哋就可以顯到神嘅大能。
Because in trouble, we don't need to go deep into our own self and own life and search for that last ounce of our strength.
因為我哋唔需要喺我哋用自己嘅能力去揾我哋最後嗰個。
The Lord is saying to him, "Come to me, come to my arms."
神就话嚟啦，倚靠我啦。
And find your rest in me.
喺我当中你可以休息啦。
You know, those of us who are close to children will understand this very well.
喺你当中如果有小朋友嘅，你哋会比较容易明白。
You have a little boy 2 years old. He's very tired. He need to take a nap. He need to rest.
如果你有个儿子系两岁嘅，佢好攰，需要休息，需要瞓觉。
But he won't.
但佢又唔肯喎、
哦。He fuss and he kick and he scream, he complain.
佢喺度扭計啦，喺度喊啦，喺度叫啦，喺度。
There was no joy.
佢完全都冇喜樂。
But then finally he gave up.
但係最後咁佢就投降啦。
Finally he come to full surrender and he place himself in the arms of the Father.
佢最後就唔再扭計，好好願意咁樣俾佢爸爸抱喺手上手裏邊。
And the Father is cradling him in his arms of love.
而個佢父親咧，就係好用佢嘅慈愛，係將佢抱喺手裏邊。
Cradling him in arms that are trustworthy。
用佢嘅可以相信嘅手，係保護住呢個佢嘅兒子。
Now that is a picture of joy。
呢個就係一個大喜樂嘅圖畫啦。
That is what the Lord is speaking to us through Peter。
呢個就係神要藉住彼得對我哋講嘅説話。
If we find ourselves in pain today。
如果我哋今日覺得我哋自己喺苦難當中，
See it as a blessing from God.
我哋應該要睇佢成為係其實係神嘅祝福。
You see how the Bible can tell us that we can be joyful and thankful in all circumstances.
你咪睇到聖經嗰度話，我哋喺無論喺咩境況之下，我都可以大喜樂啊。
The joy of seeing the picture of a child resting in peace in the Father's arm.
我哋睇到呢個兩歲嘅孩子。在他父親的懷裏面很平安很有大喜樂這個圖畫
That joy is a foretaste of the completeness of our salvation
這個就是我們可以怎樣品嚐到在父神之中獲得大喜樂的樣式
Look with me in verse 9
大家跟我們看第九節
Peter say For you are receiving the goal of faith the salvation of your soul
他是得到你们信心的效果就是灵魂得救
See this verse speak of the present as well as the future
他 这段经文就讲到你现在和将来
See in the future when we are finally ushered into the presence of God
到将来的时候我们真的在神的手里见到神的时候
With our own eyes we can see the glory and the love and perfection of God the Father
到時我哋真係可以親眼咁樣見到我哋嘅神。
That is the glorious and inexpressible joy that Peter is talking about.
到時我哋就會見到嗰種榮耀同埋嗰種喜樂，根本我哋係無法形容到嘅。
That's the goal of our faith, the salvation of our soul.
嗰個就係我哋點解要信主嘅目的同埋
But Peter is saying we are receiving that joy already.
但彼得說其實我們現在已經是得到那種喜樂的了。
Because that joy is not only for the distant, far distant future.
因為那個喜樂不是說在將來。
It is available to us this very day, this very present.
而是在今天我們就應該已經可以得到這種喜樂。
How can we have a foretaste of that?
我們怎樣可以品嚐到這種喜樂呢?
Not through good time, 好世界。
不是說要好世界的時候。
I remember many years ago I would go to Argyle Chinatown and buy bakery stuff.
我記得那時候我去唐街那裡買一些
鳳凰啊 I remember that.
在鳳凰那裡買
And the owner always so glad to greet everybody. Every time you go in there, he would say the first thing, 好世界。
牧師每次去到那間鳳凰的時候那個老闆經常都對牧師說好世界
See we receive the joy of our faith not because of 好世界今時今日不是好世界 It's not because of good time but today is not a good time
我們得到這種喜樂不是因為世界上的
It's not because of good health
不是因為健康
But in time of pain and suffering
而是在我們受緊苦難的時間裏面
In times of disappointment and in times of life-threatening illness
在我們的絕望、失望和病困之中
We surrender ourselves in the arms of the Lord
我們將我們自己降服於主的手裏面
Like a child being cradled by the father
好像一個孩子被他的父親抱在懷裏面
Instead of kicking, instead of fussing and complaining
沒扭計沒在這裡叫或者抗議
We rest in the loving trustworthy arms of the Father
而在他父親的懷裡面很休息
That's the foretaste of the joy of our faith at the end of our faith
那個時候就是等於你品嚐到主的大喜樂
That's the completeness of our salvation
那個就是你得到救恩的完全
Very quickly in verses 10 to 12
好快我們看第十至十二節
There's a more description of this salvation
他更加形容到這個救恩
Peter said the prophets in the Old Testament had written about this salvation already
彼得講到即是在舊約裡面已經有講到這些救恩
And they have studied it intensely
他們亦都有大量這樣讀
Look at in verse 10 It says they had searchedintensely with greatest care
第十節那裡說論到這救恩那預言你們要得恩典的眾先知都尋求考察過
You see what they were searching so intensely was the meaning and the time and circumstances of this salvation
咁就可以看到那個時間舊約的時候他們都已經在尋求這個救恩
Peter said these prophets knew that the Messiah That salvation is going to bring salvation is going to be a suffering Messiah.
他說到這些先知已經預料知道了這個救恩是來自基督而基督帶給我們的是要經過他的受死和苦難我們才能得救
And the glory of the Messiah will follow his suffering.
而這個經過了這個基督的死亡之後呢我們就會得到那個榮耀
And Peter also is telling us that the prophets was not only ministering to their own generation.
那些彼得就講到先知不單止是對他們當代當時的人講
But serving to the future generations, that means serving us, telling us.
也都對他們將來的人講即是等於對我們講
And the angels are interested in this salvation.
而天使也都對這個救恩是很有興趣想知道
But the Old Testament prophets and the angels did not have complete understanding of what this salvation is.
但是當時的先知同埋天使啊，冇能夠完全明白呢個救恩嘅意思。
Now, don't we see? Don't you see how blessed we are?
你睇唔睇到我哋係幾咁被祝福啊
？For to us is revealed the fullness of the understanding of this salvation.
因為我哋今日個個就可以睇到同埋明白到底呢個救恩係乜嘢
？This promise of salvation.
這個救恩的答應
So puzzling and so incomplete in understanding to the prophets
在當時的先知來說他們真的很有疑惑和不是很明白到底是怎樣的
Now made known to us
但係而家咧已經對我哋講明啦。
Suffering and pain has reasons and purpose。
苦難對於我哋嚟講係有目的㗎。
The Lord's suffering and the pain has reasons and purpose。
基督受苦，佢亦都有佢嘅原因。
He must suffer before he can be glorified。
佢一定要受呢啲苦難。在他被榮耀之前，他一定要受了這些苦難。
And because of the Lord our Savior's pain and suffering, we now can enjoy the salvation promised to us through the ages.
由於基督這個苦難為我們而死，我們才可以得到這個永生的。
You see, now, dear people, our pain and suffering has God's purpose and reason too.
我們要明白到我們大家受這些苦難是神有目的的。
To purify our faith.
去清潔我們的，去潔淨我們的信心。
To drive us to a deeper relationship with our Lord.
去驅使我們去與神更加親近。
To give us a foretaste of heaven.
去俾我們品嚐到天堂的喜樂。
God is the greatest equalizer. 很公平的。
神是很公平的。
He treats every human being the same way.
他對每個人都是一樣。
Because pain and suffering will come to us all.
這個苦難會臨到我們每一個人。
Various trials and difficulties, life-threatening illness will come to us, every one of us.
每一個人都會受到不同的苦難，或者身體的軟弱，或者各種的壓力。
That part is the same in all human race.
這一樣東西在所有人類之中都是公平的。
But there's a difference.
但有些分別。
We who are in Christ,
我们在基督之中，
we do not need to react the same.
我们的反应不需要是一样的。
We do not need to look at pain and suffering and illness the same.
我们不需要对这些苦难和病痛好像其他不未信的人的看法一样。
We who are in Christ, we are born into a living hope.
我们基督徒啊，我们是重新得着这个救恩的。
Not born into a shadow, not born into a fantasy.
不是说重新是一个想象，或者是只是一个凭空的希望。
But into a hope that gives life.
而是这个重新是真的给一个新的生命力。
So don't be surprised. Pain and illness and difficulty come your way and my way.
所以当你受到这个苦难、痛苦、病痛的时候，你不要感到驚奇，因為它一定會臨到你們身上。
I'd like to encourage myself, I'd like to encourage everyone, welcomes it.
我要鼓勵大家，我們要歡迎這些苦難。
Welcome it as a gift from God.
我們要歡迎這些苦難，因為它是神賜給你的。
Given to us for good purpose and reason.
賜給你是因為它有它的好的目的。
Welcomes it because it drives us into a deeper understanding and relationship with our Lord.
我们要欢迎他，因为他可以令到驱使我们更加接近主，和更加明白他的目的。
Welcomes it with thanksgiving. Welcomes it with praises and worship.
我们要感恩，为我们所受的苦难感恩，和多谢和敬拜主。
Next time you find yourself saying, if I have health, I have everything. If I lost my health, I lost everything. I hear that so often.
如果下一次我又听到你说有健康就有
什么都有，
什么都有，没健康就什么都没有。
Those are words of a non-believer.
这些都是一些未信的人所说的说话。
Those are words of people who have no hope.
那些都是一些未信他而对永生是没有希望的人。
And if you and I who have a living hope would say that,
如果你和我都是有这个重生的希望的时候，我们不应该说这些说话。
And if we are saying the same thing,
如果我们都是说这些话呢？
We are living as if we are not a child of God.
我们就会等于我们不是神的子女。
If we find ourselves saying that, we are living as if we have a hope that is dead.
如果我们这样说，就是等于我们这个希望是死的。
And if we find ourselves saying that, we are living as if we have a father who is worthless.
如果我们这样说，就是等于我们的父神是一个很无能的人。
See, dear people, why live in such homeless poverty?
那就是为什么人要有这种这么困困的生活呢?
When we have a father who wants to cradle you in his infinite richness of love and power.
当我们的父神是愿意将我们抱在他怀抱里面保护我们的时候，为什么我们还要不依靠他呢?
Dear people, expects it, welcomes it.
各位请你们预料了你会受这个苦难，还有你要欢迎这种苦难。
God has his good and perfect will and purpose in it.
神在这种苦难之中有他的目的，有他的好的原因。
Don't forget to thank Jenny for interpreting his hard work.
我们多谢牧师。
Thank you, Jenny.